Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lunishpas Arbi Hakashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding a Gittin Daf and Vov in the first Daf that speaks about the Chorban. And the Gemara in the first story brings that Al Kamtza Bar Kamtza Chor Yerushalayim. The Gemara brings the story of how Bar Kamtza was so insulted that he was not invited to the Seuda, and that the host was not willing to keep him in the Seuda, or even if he would pay for the Seuda. So he went to the Romans, told them the Jews rebelled against them, and prove the fact, we're bringing a korban to Beis HaMikdosh, that the Am Yisrael decided not to be makir of the korban, and that brought upon the korban of Beis HaMikdosh. Now before we dwell into that concept, into the idea that's brought down over here, let's focus on the question that so many of the Mefarshim ask. The Mefarshim ask, the Gemara tells us, Al Kamtza Ve'al Bar Kamtza Chor Yerushalayim. The Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed because both Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. So Mishnah of Bar Kamtza, I understand, he was the one who was insulted, he went, and it was Malshin. What did Kamtza do wrong? Kamtza was supposed to be invited again to the Seuda, and he wasn't invited. How is he responsible for what happened? So the Mefarshim, he brings several answers. The Yun Yaakov says that Kamtza should do a mechor, should come and say that this is not right. And adding to that is what the Maharal says. The Maharal says, you know what the idea that Anshei Yerushalayim had friends and enemies? The friends was part of the enemies. Meaning, how do you create enemies? By creating a clique, a small club that only me and my friend could go there. So by that, I'm excluding somebody else. Meaning, it wasn't a real friendship. It was a friendship to exclude Bar Kamtza. Kamtza was part of this club to exclude Bar Kamtza. The Bnei Yada brings an answer that Bar Kamtza was there and he should have been stand up and mimoiche. And then he brings basically the Maharsha. The Kamtza, Bar Kamtza was the son of Kamtza. So the father should have gotten involved and stopped this whole process. That's why he is responsible. There's a beautiful mahalach that has brought down the Yaakov Gershuni over here, but it's known in the name of the Vorka Rebbe, Rebbe Yitzchak Kalish, that he said, why was Kamtza needed to have an invitation? Seems like Kamtza, more than anybody else, he needed to have an invitation to come to the party. The fact that he needed an invitation, that was the problem. When your friend is doing a mesibas, is doing some kind of simcha, you just come, you don't need an invitation to come. Kamtza didn't want to come until he didn't get an invitation. And that's where the mistake occurred, because the invitation went to the wrong person. And one more answer, the Chidah says in Pesach Inayim, he says very simple, it doesn't mean that Kamtza was to blame. The Gemara is just saying, from the story of Kamtza by Kamtza, that led to Churban Yerushalayim. And this answer of the Chidah leads us to where we want to get to, and to maybe see another answer. Because the Chura, it's very tamua, the Gemara. The Gemara says, Al Kamtza Bar Kamtza Chor Yerushalayim. Really? What caused Churban Yerushalayim was the story of Bar Kamtza? We have two Gemaras at least that tell us reasons why the Yerushalayim was Nechrev. We have the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tesamud Beis. It says, Beis HaMikdash Hasheni was Nechrev because of Sinas Chinam, because of hatred. We have the Gemara in Nedarim, in Daf Pi Aleph. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Pi Aleph says, Churban Beis HaMikdash was. Nobody knew why they went to Kosh Bochu. He says, Al Shaloi Bilcho Batorah Tchila. He didn't say Birkas HaTorah. Where is that included in our story? The Gemara just tells us that because of Bar Kamtza, there was a destruction of Beis HaMikdash. That's not because of him. There's other reasons Beis HaMikdash was Nechrev. So what's pshat in the story? What's pshat in the whole Gemara? Bringing us different reasons. This is why it happened. This is why this was Nechrev. This is why this is Nechrev. But the answer is simple. Bring a Dugma Ledover. We have a Medrash, Tanchuma Parsha Vayeshev, that says, Noira Lilo Beyodom, Kosh Baruch Hu sometimes finds excuses to bring something about. And the Medrash says, example is Odom HaRishon. When Odom HaRishon was Choyte, Kosh Baruch Hu told him, because you did a chait, because you ate your Meitzadas, that's why you will die. So says Odom HaRishon, Kosh Baruch Hu, but when did you create Malach HaMovis? You created Malach HaMovis on Monday, when all the Malachim were created. That was way before there was any sin. So says the Rishon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you already have Malach HaMovis. Says the Medrash, Mashal Ma Dover Doime. Mashal is a person comes and he writes a get to give to his wife. He sits on the table and the wife comes. He tells the wife, please pour me a cup of water. She pours a cup of water. He turns to her and says, the water is cold. I want that hot water. And he divorces her and sends her away from his house. Says the woman to the husband, you didn't divorce me because of the water. You had the get ready in your pocket. You're just trying to find an excuse. You're just trying to find a way to bring it out. Says the Medrash, that's what Odom Rishon tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You already wanted to bring Malach HaMavis. You wanted to bring Misa to the world. You need to find an excuse. You need to find somewhere where to hang your hat on to tell us, oh, here is where I'm giving you the Misa because you ate from Etz Hadas. This Medrash is very deep and there's a lot to speak about. But Nigali Nyaninu, what we need from art for to explain the Gemara over here, is sometimes something needs to come about because of different reasons. But there's a mindset that brings out that reason. The mindset that's where you brought out, you brought here. This mindset led to what needed to happen anyway. And as the Mefarshim, as the Sefer Kabbalah tell us, the mindset usually reflects in it the inner reason why this has to happen. We know the Churban Beis Hamikdash, as we mentioned, there's two reasons why the Gemara brings that to happen. Either because of sinas chinam, or because Loi birchu b'Torah tchilah, he didn't say birchas haTorah. As the Maharal says over here, here was a story of sinas chinam. There was hatred between the people. As the Maharal explains in the Nedarim, what does it mean, Loi birchu b'Torah tchilah? They learned Torah, they loved Torah, but they disconnected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They forgot noisin haTorah. They were lacking a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As G'dayle HaChassidus bring over here, it's brought in near Baal Shem Tov. When the Gemara says, what happened in the end? He sent a korban. And the Chacham is saying, we're not going to bring it to Beis Hamikdash, we're not going to allow it. So the Gemara says, then, Ad Venasanuso Yishalei Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulos Yechivres Beiseinu. Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulos is the one who stopped the Korban from coming in. And the Gemara says, that was Anava. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Anava is a beautiful thing. Why are you punishing for Anava? He says, yeah, but Anava over here was not in the right way. That Anava is that a person needs to feel in awe in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and know how he is a klisharis, how he is a tool to bring Yeratzon Hashem to the world. That's time to be anava. In a sense, here there was a lack. There was anava, but it was not the right anava. There was anava without connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anava that connects to Kodesh Baruch Hu will allow, do the cheshbon. Of course, you shall allow this carbon to come in Beis Hamikdash and try to prevent the Churban Beis Hamikdash. You don't do anava with no cheshbon. This is very similar to Loi Birchu b'Torah Tchilah. You learn Torah without connecting it to the Noisin HaTorah, without connecting it to HaKadosh Baruch. This is what the Gemara says, Al Kamtor Bar Kamtor Chorvei Yerushalayim. Not that that was the reason. That was just the Maisa that brought out what was supposed to happen. Noir Ba'alilo, HaKadosh Baruch Kivyoch brings Ba'alilo with an excuse, what needs to happen, with a Maisa that reflects the inner reason of Sinas Chinam, the inner reason of Loi Birchu b'Torah Tchilah is all reflected in the story. So if so, not Kamtso, not Bar Kamtso, neither of them brought the Churban Yerushalayim. But as the Chidah says, through Kamtso Bar Kamtso, we reached the ultimate goal that was supposed to happen. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.